welcome to the EFT Zone Spotlight, where we feature EFT experts. Today, we're highlighting Brad Yates. Brad is from the Sacramento, California area, where he specializes in EFT for helping people to realize abundance and happiness. Listen in as EFT expert Brad Yates talks about what you can do to create more of what you want in your life.
For some reason in their lives, they don't have the same resistance to abundance. And they could tell you a lot about abundance in terms of how they did it. You know, for Warren Buffett through the stock market and Bill Gates through software. But they probably couldn't teach you about allowing abundance. Since abundance is already there and we're allowing it, they found their niches as to how they can get it. But there's a lot of people out there who could look at everything these guys have done and try to do the same things. But if they have the block to abundance, then it's not going to work. We seem to be aware if we have a lack of abundance, because we can look at Bill Gates and say, gee, he's got a lot of money, and I only have a little bit. Wallace Wattles, in his book, The Science of Getting Rich, says that getting rich is a matter of doing things in a certain way. It's not a matter of doing certain things. These guys are experts on the certain things that they've done. I don't know to what extent they're aware of how abundance works and what work they may have done. You know, whether Bill Gates was just going along doing software stuff or if he also had some recognition of, gee, I'm not comfortable being rich or anything like that. And he may just not have had that programming. So there's a internal software thing going on. There's a programming about how much money we feel safe having. And while these guys could tell you ways in which to get rich, if you have an internal block to getting rich, then they may or may not be experts in that. It's not what they're all about teaching. So there's information they have, and it may just be stuff that they just internally know, and they just didn't have that resistance to it. Not everyone's going to make their money in software. Not everyone's going to make their money in the stock market, because we couldn't have everybody trying to make money in the same way. There isn't just one way to make money. Bill Gates loves computers. I don't think Bill Gates could have become a millionaire selling Amway or selling insurance. It's not about the one way. So to assume that everyone could become rich doing the stock market or everyone could become rich doing software, it would be to assume that everyone had the same goals and interests. You know, someone once said, don't try to figure out what people want. Figure out what makes you come alive. Because what people really need is people who have come alive. So it's finding out what we really love to do. Each of us has different gifts and talents. It could be, you know, if the universe has abundance, yes, the abundance could all show up in a one way. But for me, I'm not a software genius. I'm good with computers, but I don't have that love of programming or anything like that. So it wouldn't make any sense for me to do it that way. So while it's possible, it doesn't fit in with how we're all individual and have our own gifts and talents to share. We all have something to bring to the world and can have abundance doing that. There's a lot of people out there who will say, the only way to make money is through real estate or through the stock market or through network marketing or through computers. It's like, well, no, that is the way for some people. But the universe and God have unlimited ways of providing abundance. The abundance is just there. There's many, many different channels, and there's some that we're more in tune with. I first heard about Joe Vitale 3 years ago. Something through the internet I had gotten about him and exchanged some emails, and he had written a book called Spiritual Marketing. And I thought that I wasn't interested because I wasn't interested in marketing, and Joe wrote to me and said, it's not about marketing. And so I got the book, and I found that he had taken the principles of Abraham Hicks and the Law of Abundance, and he had added in a third step in the middle. Their steps were figure out what you don't want, then figure out what you do want, feel like you have it, and then let go. And I'd looked at that, and having been doing EFT and hypnosis for a while, thought, well, there's another step in the middle, which is clearing it, getting clear on what we want and getting clear of the reasons why we can't have it. the emotional reasons about why we can't have it. I'm not good enough. I shouldn't have this for this reason or that reason. Clearing those out. So I got Joe's book, Spiritual Marketing, and he had exactly the same thing. He had taken the same step I had and put that in there, that clearing step. And we'd had very little communication over the next couple of years, and then he expanded the book and called it The Attractor Factor. And I had been wanting to get in touch with him, and this was very much a law of attraction thing. I was thinking, okay, how do I get Joe Vitale to notice me and my work? Because I think that what I'm doing with EFT could really add to what he's doing. And it just happened that I somehow attracted a client who worked for a company that was involved with his work. And she knew Joe, and she made him more aware of me. And he was doing a series of teleseminars on the attractor factor and focusing it on how to attract a new car. And he said, hey, you know, it would be great if you would be a guest on one of these calls. And he did four calls and actually had me as a guest on two of them. And then I said, you know what, Joe, I think that we should do a whole teleseminar just on the clearing aspect, on this one thing, because a lot of the people can get the basic idea of the other steps, you know, figuring out what they want and how, and allowing themselves to feel it, getting excited about it. But this clearing thing is still kind of a new concept for people. And maybe we could do a book or something on just this aspect. And he said, yeah. And I even got a title for it. It's called Money Beyond Belief, which just sounded so great because it has sort of that double thing. One is money beyond belief, as in, wow, beyond imagination, this whole kind of, it's so incredible. And then the other thing is, it literally is money beyond belief, because it's our beliefs that stand in the way of the abundance that we allow ourselves to attract. So it's, what kind of abundance is there beyond your beliefs? Once you get over those or get through them, what's open for you? And in fact, that's opened up a number of different ideas for me. I'm going to be doing an actual live seminar called Happiness Beyond Belief. So we put this together and did a couple of teleseminars, both of them about an hour long, and just worked with a large group of people on specific limiting beliefs that are common to a lot of people, including money is bad, rich people are bad, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve it. And just did several long rounds to clear those out, and then we recorded those so that they could be available for a lot more people, and just wanted to really make that available in an easy way for people to look at those and recognize that if you're not experiencing abundance, then you're restricting it, you're limited in some way, and having something that was out there for people to get easy access to look at some of the most common and some of the biggest blocks to abundance and having a way to clear those out.
You've been listening to Brad Yates on the EFT Zone Spotlight. Brad is from the Sacramento, California area, where he specializes in EFT for creating abundance and happiness. If you'd like to contact Brad, his phone number is 916-729-0347. That's area code 916-729-0347. His email address is brad@bradyates.net. Visit his websites at www.bradyates.net and www.moneybeyondbelief.com. Thanks for listening to the EFT Zone Spotlight.